Now, Saudi Arabia has intensified its deadly airstrikes against Yemen, conducting over 200 airstrikes on Tuesday. Saudi fighter jets have conducted more than 100 airstrikes on different areas in Hajjah and Sa'dah provinces. At least 8 Yemeni people were killed after an air raid targeted a residential area in the Harad district in Hajjah. The southern province of Aden was also pounded over 100 times. The city of Taiz was targeted by Saudi warplanes as well, with casualties reported. Meanwhile, Yemeni media say that Ansarullah fighters and popular committees have taken control of the Aden airport. The attacks come despite a UN-brokered ceasefire which went into effect on Friday night. Discuss this further, let's go to New York and talk to Dr. Nasirul Omari, author and political commentator. Welcome, sir. Dr. Omari, when the world powers, it seems that when the world powers were discussing Iran's nuclear program, there was a complete media blackout on the war on Yemen. Why is it that the media in the West pays no attention to the Saudi war on Yemen? And in some instances, it paints a completely different picture of the situation.
Well, because we don't have an international community. We have the United States, France and Britain calling themselves the international community. The international community has condemned what's happening to the Yemeni people. The Obama administration has turned a blind eye to what the Saudis have been doing in Yemen. The Yemen is no longer a viable government. It is no longer a viable country. But that doesn't really matter as long as the Saudis are given a free hand, to destroy what they perceive to be their enemy, a proxy of Iran. In the meanwhile, we're talking about close to 21 million people who are in danger of famine, who are in danger of poverty and disease. But again, that doesn't matter because the Saudi royal family is supported by the American administration, unfortunately.
What's keeping Yemen from taking legal action against Saudi Arabia?
Well, because I think the Saudi royal family enjoys a lot of support for this war from the United States and other Western powers. We have seen how the French and the Canadians and all these democracies have rushed to conclude weapons deals with the Saudi royal family in exchange for their humiliating stance vis-a-vis the Yemeni people. As I said, we don't have an international community. We have colonial governments, colonial regimes in the Middle East being supported at the expense of the aspirations of the people, including the Saudi people who are oppressed, who have no say in where their oil money goes or what country their regime attacks. So it's unfortunate we are looking at a colonial system at its best.
And so finally, how can this war stop, do you think?
Do you repeat the question, please?
How can this war stop?
Well, the United Nations has sounded the alarm. They have said they have increased this to a level 3 emergency, which means, a great number of people are about to lose access to fuel, which means in a country like Yemen, where they depend on fuel for their food, they depend on it for medicine, transportation, it means that we are about to see true famines in Yemen. We haven't heard any condemnation of the situation in Yemen. You don't hear any mention of the war in Yemen in Western media. So unfortunately, this is not likely to be resolved anytime soon.
All right, Dr. Nasirul Omari, author and political commentator from New York. Thanks for your thoughts, sir.